Failed State, Why Nothing Works and How We Fix It, written and read by Sam Friedman. Nations begin by forming their institutions, but in the end are continuously formed by them. Lord Hailsham. A bad system will beat a good person every time. W. Edwards Deming. If the rule you followed brought you to this, of what use was the rule? Cormac McCarthy, No Country for Old Men. Introduction, The Crisis Cycle. In January 1974, Sir William Armstrong, the head of the Home Civil Service and one of the most powerful people in the country, was found rolling around on the floor of the No. 10 waiting room, babbling incoherently about the imminent end of the world. The next day, he locked all his permanent secretary colleagues from across the civil service in a room and told them Armageddon was coming. Then he went into the office of Victor Rothschild, a somewhat shadowy advisor to the Prime Minister Edward Heath, and explained his plans for the red and blue armies he seemed to believe he controlled. He told another colleague that he was a reincarnation of the seer Tiresias, a blind prophet of Greek mythology. Armstrong was quietly dispatched to Rothschild's mansion in Barbados to recover from this nervous breakdown. By the time he returned, Harold Wilson had replaced Heath as Prime Minister and consented to Armstrong taking up a role outside the civil service as chair of Midland Bank. Sir William's breakdown was precipitated by one of the worst post-war crises to hit the British state. A combination of spectacularly misconceived economic policy and conflict in the Middle East led to a rapid increase in inflation and a brutal recession. A miner strike left the country without enough coal. Heath was forced to implement a law that forbade non-essential companies from using electricity more than 3 days a week. Television stations were shut down from 10:30 p.m. to conserve energy. It got to the point where ration books were distributed to motorists, and columnists wrote about a possible military coup. Heath, refusing to settle with the miners, was forced into an early election, which he lost. Armstrong, who was often called the real Deputy Prime Minister due to his influence over Heath and his habit of appearing alongside him at press conferences, buckled under the pressure. He was trying to run the civil service while also acting as the Prime Minister's main economic policy advisor as inflation rose inexorably. The prices and incomes policy, through which the government tried to rigidly control the economy, failed. The miners' strike felt like a test of authority that the government could not back away from, but also could not win. It was too much. I asked Sir Robin Butler, who was working as Heath's private secretary at the time and later ran No. 10 for Margaret Thatcher, John Major and Tony Blair, whether it was the worst crisis he had experienced in government. No, he said. Every crisis is a crisis in a different way. I don't think any of them outweigh the others. One of the great dangers of writing a book about contemporary politics, especially when it has this title, is the declinism trap. We have a natural human tendency to focus on the problems of our times and the triumphs of the past. When we look around us at the detritus of the Boris Johnson and Liz Truss premierships, an economy that has been stagnant for over 15 years, failing public services, record levels of child poverty, overcrowded prisons, sewage in our rivers, and an endless series of cancelled trains, it's hard not to think we have never had it so bad. By contrast, previous eras can be fondly imagined as ones where ministers were dedicated public servants, the cream of the crop, aided by a Rolls-Royce civil service, calmly managing challenges in the public interest. This is, of course, not true. Modern British history is better thought of not as a story of decline, but of a repeating cycle of crises that are eventually resolved, only for a new one to appear. The destruction of the Second World War ran into ongoing rationing, then Suez, the inflationary misery of the 1970s, the social decay of the 1980s, and so on. Things have usually seemed bad, and sometimes terminal. As Sir Robin said, though, every crisis is a crisis in a different way. Eventually, the challenges of a given era get so bad that a dam breaks, and a way of doing things that has become accepted as inevitable or too hard to change gets washed away. These dramatic moments happen roughly every 40 years, and often, by resolving the biggest contemporary problems, create the conditions for the next crisis cycle.